My bank account is gone and now you're going. Come home glowing. When you go to the bar room, you always come home glowing. If you leave the bartender a $20 tip, my bank account is gone and now you're going. Yeah, you pathing woman. When you go to the racetrack, your horses never make the showin'. You always lose the races, and now you're losing me. My bank account is gone, and now you're going.
And welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash, and we just heard My Bank Account is Gone, and that was by Jesse Ashlock, Jesse Ashlock String Band there, and we're going to go without a theme this week, even though, you know, the KRVS bank account is almost gone, and this is the time of the year that we ask listeners like you listening out there to support the station, because KRVS gives so much to its listening audience with all its live broadcasts and great shows on the air. So the first song we can say is a theme. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that song before we go on. That was taken from a Columbia 78. It was recorded on December 1st of 1947. Jesse Ashlock was from Walker County, Texas. And around 1930, he started visiting the Crystal Springs Club in Fort Worth. And why did he go down there, you ask? He went down there to see Bob Wills and his fiddle band. And he was kind of a groupie of sorts, I guess, following the band around Texas. And Bob Wills took a liking to him, even bought Jesse his first fiddle. And he also got Jesse his first recording contract as on his own as a leader. And he was in Bob Wills' band, actually, from mid to late 30s until about 1941 when he formed his own band. And on that cut, we heard Dick Reinhardt on banjo and Curly Cochran on steel, Jack Rivers on solo guitar, and Tex Etchison on fiddle. Great little cut called My Bank Account is Gone. And we're going to start off the first set. We're going to go back to the early 70s. There's a great songwriter back then named Paul Siebel, who made two really great albums. One was called Wood Smoke and Oranges, and the other was called Jackknife Gypsy. He was around for a little while. Great singer, great performer. He ended up being a baker. He got a little tired of the music biz, and he still plays a bit in upstate New York, where I believe he still lives. But he's been in the baking business for many, many years, and from what I understand, he's quite happy doing so. So we're going to start off the show this week with a little ditty from Paul Siebel called She Made Me Lose My Blues. And here we go.
Change me. I wanna let it shine, just like a blinding light. But I'll go back for more. I'll be a tapping at her door. They will climb the hill and win away, but we'll sing
short span of your life, you're supposed to find a wife, one you wouldn't hurt for any price. Now don't be a fool like me, I'm in misery, can't you see? I was bitten by the same bug twice.
He was bitten by the same bug twice.
Oh, won't you take a broken heart's advice?
Oh, his wife, she was a pearl till he met this other girl.
I was bitten by the same. Met somebody new.
He was bitten by the same bug twice.
I was bitten by the same bug twice. Oh, won't you take a broken heart's advice?
Oh, his wife, she was a pearl till he met this other girl.
I was bitten.
The Carter sisters, Anita, Helen, and June. They recorded a lot with Mother Maybelle Carter and her daughters, but on that particular track, it was just the girls with Chet Atkins on the vocal and guitar. And wouldn't you know Homer and Jethro? Homer Haynes on the rhythm guitar and Jethro Burns on the mandolin. Great little track called I Was Bitten by the Same Bug Twice. And before that, we heard Lafayette's Own Revelers. That's right. That Cajun supergroup of sorts. And that was a song written by Chaz Justice called Blues Take a Holiday. And that tinkling piano on there was none other than David Egan. Another Lafayette resident. Of course, recorded at Staffland Studios in Freetown section of Lafayette. And we opened up that set with Paul Siebel. She Made Me Lose My Blues. And that was from right around 1971, I believe. And of course, the top of the show of our great Fun Drive show. Encouraging listeners out there who really depend on KRVS for its great entertainment, live broadcasts of festivals, to please donate to the station, because that's how we stay alive. This is listener-supported radio, as most public radio stations are. And we want to keep bringing you that good stuff, so please send us in your money. And at the top of the show, we heard My Bank Account Is Gone by the great singer Jesse Ashlock. So this week, you know, normally we have a theme on Freetown Radio, and I could have done like a money show, and I think that would have kind of been a cheap shot. But actually this week, I want to get around to playing some new things. Of course, we play a little old stuff too, but I want to play some people that are going to be playing at the Black Pot Festival that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And we're going to get to that later on the show. Of course, the Revelers, you'll see the Revelers. All of the members of the Revelers will be playing in that last band on Saturday night. So it was appropriate to take a holiday with the blues. Blues take a holiday. So our next set, I noticed in that last, even though, you know, I'm not making a theme here this week for the fun drive, but I just can't seem to help myself with She Made Me Lose My Blues and then Blues Take a Holiday. A mini theme going on in every set, I believe. And our next set is no exception, because we're going to start out with a great songwriter from Portland, Oregon. The great Michael Hurley, who's he's been around since he put his first album out in 1965. He's still going strong. And I'm going to play a cut from one of his recent albums called Ida Cone Snock. And there's a little bit of a, next two songs, a little bit of a food theme going on. And just remember, KRVS really needs your support. Otherwise, many of us here can't eat. Even though us producers, we don't get paid for our shows. We're donating our time to bring you great music that you can't hear anywhere else. So, you know, actually, there are people standing by to take your phone call. You can also pledge online at www.krvs.org, or you can call in to area code 337-482-KRVS. That's 482-5787, and people will be standing by during the show to take your call and your pledge of support. So moving right along, we're going to hear, as I promised, a little Michael Hurley, and then we're going to move into some new stuff from across the ocean. I'll tell you what it is when we get back, when we return to the air. But right now, if it shakes like jelly, then it must be gelatin. And here's Michael Hurley to tell us all about it.
Have you met Mrs. Maple Green? She makes all kinds of gelatin. Of course, she sells it very high. To get any better, you need not try. I've known her for a great long time. All kinds of jelly is in her line. If it looks like jelly, if it shakes like jelly, then it must be. If you change your path a bit, you'll end up singing most every day.
What?
If it looks like jelly, if it shakes like jelly, then it must be. Jelly. You won't try it, you're gonna buy it. That's just what I mean. Maple's cooking is a treat. Her jelly roll can not be beat. And she always keeps them fresh and clean. Clean her jelly down in between. If it looks like jelly, if you shake like jelly, then it must be gelatin. Can't get away, that ain't no bluff. She sure knows how to strut and stuff. Try her once and you will see why she's better company. If it looks like jelly, if it's shaped like jelly, then it must be gelatin.
Tell you,
well, I'd be so scared
of getting it right. Where's the change when you need some? Where's the change? I'm just as scared as you. But I don't have the answers. I'm just here with you. I'm just as lost as you.
I don't have the answers.
I just want me and you. And where's the change when you need?
Pretty little song. That was James Yorkston, great young songwriter from Scotland. And that was off his new album. The name of the song is Just as Scared. The name of the album that came out about a month ago was called I Was a Cat from a Book. How did he come up with that title, you ask? Well, James has a little daughter. They play a game every morning, and she comes into the room, and James says, "And what did you dream last night?" And his daughter said, "Well, I was a cat from a book." So then James has to guess which cat from which book. And he thought it would be a great title for his record. And it's about his fifth album, I believe. He started making records as James Yorkston and the Athletes. And he's part of the Fence Collective, which is a great little label up in northern Scotland. Most of the artists on the label are from Fife, which is a little fishing village where magical things happen. They have a really great little label called Fence Records. And before that, we heard Rosie Plain. And with a tune called Eating in Your House. And that's from also from a brand new record. Rosie's new record called Joined, Sometimes Unjoined. And I just love the homemade quality of the recordings that Rosie does. A lot of them, she plays most of the instruments herself, and she's also joined and helped by her friends. It's usually very minimal, very beautiful, and very original stuff. And part of our little mini theme during that set, Eating in Your House by Rosie. Before that, we heard Michael Hurley with It Must Be Gelatine. That was from his record, I believe that came out 2 years ago, called Ida Cone Snock. And the reason for that title, there's a band, I believe they're from upstate New York, called Ida, I-D-A, and they serve as the backup band on Michael's album. And it's a great little album called Ida Cone Snock. Snock is a nickname for Michael Hurley. A lot of people call him Doc Snock. And Michael's also a cartoonist, and his little characters have funny names as well, like Cornbread and and different characters. And I'm sure if you look him up online, you can see everything that he does. Great artist, Michael Hurley. And we've reached the halfway point of our Fun Drive show. I want you to know this is Freetown Radio you're listening to. My name is Roger Cash. And Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And this is public radio, KRVS 88.7 on your FM dial. And you can hear us streaming live on the web at www.krvs.org, where you can not only stream us on the web, but you can contribute to the station, because we are a listener-supported station, and we badly need your funding to stay on the air. This is how it works with public radio. We try to deliver what the public wants. And each of you out there, you don't know, matter how great of means you are or little of means you are, you can send in a dollar, you can send in $5, you can send in $500, whatever you can afford. And there are operators standing by at 337-482-KRVS. That's 337-482-5787. And you can pledge by phone or you can pledge online at www.krvs.org. And it's real important, because what would you do without KRVS? Where else in America can you go and drive around in your car and hear all of Festival Acadian on the radio? Jumping around from stage to stage, touching on almost every act, not only on the main stages, but on the smaller stages and on the heritage stages. There's only one place, folks, and that's right here at KRVS. And today we're broadcasting from the beautiful Cypress Lake studio right here on campus, which, thanks to listeners like you that call in and pledge your support, we're able to have a facility here and an actual radio station to broadcast the great music that we play, and informative shows as well. So many great programs. And we're going to move right along. Our next set is going to start out with an old track from October 27th, 1947. We're going to go to Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. And then you're going to hear two great artists that are coming in from out of town to play the Black Pot Festival, which happens next weekend. There's a Black Pot camp that starts on Sunday and lasts through Wednesday. And at that Black Pot camp, you get instruction by world-class musicians. You can learn how to cook Cajun food with world-class chefs. And you can learn a little bit about life and having fun, which is what it's really all about. So we're going to start off with Bill Monroe, and we're going to move into two artists, two beautiful females, as a matter of fact. They're coming in from out of town to play the festival. And I will tell you who they are after you hear their songs. But first, we're going to start off with Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong by Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. I'm going to ease gently into our guests. And here we go with Bill Monroe.
Told me that you love was true. Sweetheart, I thought the world of you. But now you've left me all alone. I have no one to call my own. Now, sweetheart, you've done me wrong. You have left. Sweetheart, when you change your mind,
shall forget me when you said you were going away. I couldn't believe that it was true. After all the love I had for you, now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have loved
around town. Songs of love and of life's ups and downs. But I put on a show, and the next day I go on the road again, traveling around. I think about the boys I have known. Now they all have found girls of their own. I should have known from the start I knew we'd have to part. I'm everybody's darling, but no one's sweetheart. But I once met a boy in Tennessee. Oh, his eyes were as blue as could be. I should have never given in, because his heart I'd never win. And the time come.
Coming to a black pot near you soon. That was Miss Tess. One of the great artists that are going to be playing the Black Pot Festival that takes place at the Acadian Village at the end of October. I believe the dates are the 26th and 27th. I might be wrong on that. I don't have a calendar. It's the last weekend in October. Coincides close to Halloween. That was a great Miss Tess. That's an artist out of New York who's coming to play our little festival here with her great band. And that was Miss Tess on rhythm guitar and vocals. Some hot picking there by Will Grackle on electric guitar and Raphael McGregor on lap steel. And that was Danny Weller on the upright bass, Matt Meyer on drums. And I believe that does it for that one. And before that, oh, and by the way, that's Miss Tess's brand new album. I'm sure they'll be for sale at the Black Pot Festival. There's lots of great tunes on there. And before that, we heard a track from Maya and the Ruins, who are also playing the Black Pot Festival. And Maya is Maya Lerman. We're going to play another track from Maya before we get out of here. That track just had Maya on harmony vocals, but she arranged the track. That's an old Memphis mini track called She Wouldn't Give Me None off Maya's brand new debut record. And that was recorded here, right here in Lafayette, with Kevin Wimmer on fiddle, Daniel Kulik on mandolin, Glenn Fields on drums, Eric Fry on bass, all Red Stick Rambler alumni. And that was Chaz Justice on the resonator guitar and lead vocals. Sometimes radio host, sometimes guitar god, sometimes life coach for millions. But we're going to represent Maya a little better with her taking a lead vocal in a couple of minutes. But right now, we're going to switch to another great new artist who's got a great new album out on our great little show here called Freetown Radio. We're going to introduce you to a guy named Matt Munisteri. And I'm so impressed with Matt's new album. He's a great guitar player who's also works out of New York. He took a great songwriter who's been neglected for many years, a guy named Willard Robeson. And he took his songs and he interpreted them himself. And Willard's most famous song, which became a jazz standard, is a song called A Cottage for Sale, which we're about to hear. And this is probably going to be our last set because we're coming up to the end of the show. We're going to get some Maya and the Ruins back in there. And we're going to start out with Matt Munisteri and doing a Willard Robeson song called A Cottage for Sale. And here we go.
Thank you. fade. But when I, oh, when I reach the, when I reach the window, there's empty space. The keys in the mailbox the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door. A castle built for me and you will never be a dream come true. All the shades are drawn. There's a sign upon the lawn. It's a cottage for sale.
What a great rendition of A Cottage for Sale. And that was Matt Munisteri from his brand new album called Still Running Around the Wilderness, The Lost Music of Willard Robeson, who just so happens to be the writer of Cottage for Sale. And it says here, Volume 1. So I hope Matt comes out with another volume of this stuff because it is so well done and so good. And we're running out of time, as we usually do. But we want to go out with a song by an artist who we just heard a track from her album, but we didn't really hear her. We heard Chazzy Justice harmonizing with her and taking the lead vocal. Now we're going to go with a song. This is a song that everybody can take with them, and I really want you to think about calling in and supporting listener supported radio, which is what this is. We need listeners like you to send in your pledges so we can stay on the air and keep bringing you great music. We're going to go out with a song written by Maya Lerman, who's going to be at the Black Pod Festival. This is off her brand new album called Maya and the Runes, and this is the title song, How Appropriate. Take this song with you, folks, when you go. Everybody have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Here's Maya Lerman.